You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Fresno and the Central Valley have long been considered a hotbed for the world of poetry, going back to acclaimed poets like Philip Levine and Peter Everwine. The Valley has produced so many great poets over the years. That's a tradition that continues, including one with a new book from a poet who you might not have already heard of. His name is Ronald Zarigian. He has a new collection of poems called Rough Fire coming out later this year on Finishing Line Press. And the Fresno native joins us now on Valley Edition. Ronald, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You are from the Valley and grew up in this area that has been such a hotbed for poetry. When did you first sort of catch the bug?
I was interested in poetry in high school, but my high school English teacher. I went to high school at Yosemite High School up in Oakhurst. Mike Cole, he introduced me to the work of Philip Levine and Valley poets. And that's where I really realized that that poetry grounded in the environment I was used to was something that really resonated with me. And I became obsessed. And I began attending readings at the Fresno Art Museum, and poets like Philip Levine and Peter Everwine and Chuck Hanzlicek and Chuck Moulton and Connie Hales and Shirley Ann Williams and Larry Levis, the list goes on and on. All these people became like superheroes for me.
I know a lot of people have different theories about why so many acclaimed poets have come out of this area. Certainly, a lot of it just goes back to Fresno State and Philip Levine starting the program there. But do you think there's anything more to the story? Why do you think this area has produced so many prolific poets?
I think there's something unique about the landscape here. I feel like it's the cold winters and the extremely hot summers and the agricultural landscape and the moodiness of the place probably influences writers toward this spectacular, uncomfortable place. That might be the case, but it's hard to tell, honestly.
Yeah, again, we're joined today by poet Ronald Zarigian on Valley Edition. He has a new collection of poems coming out. His first book, it's called Rough Fire. Going through the MFA program at Fresno State, tell me about that. What's it like to be in that crucible of literary scrutiny to some degree and to have your poems worked over by some of your mentors? Is that daunting?
It was pretty scary, but also, as I mentioned before, I was obsessed with the writers from this area and Philip Levine's influence and the history of the MFA program or history of the program at Fresno State, the creative writing program. So for me, it was kind of a lifelong, or up until this point, a lifelong goal to attend. And I kind of ignored that for many years. So being a part of it was everything I hoped it would be. It really pushed me toward accomplishing what I'd always wanted to begin to accomplish in my writing. But it was as a sort of a fanboy of the literature of the Valley, it was very exciting.
One of those mentors wrote a blurb for your new collection, Peter Everwine, and in it he writes, "Nothing in Rough Fire is sentimental or nostalgic. There is always a price to be paid, a legacy at risk." Tell me a little more about where you think that's coming from.
Well, I think this book really traces a path of transformation for in the human experience, through the lens of the turbulence, sometimes subtle turbulence of the Central Valley. So I believe that there is a lot of, at risk, and there's a lot of there's some confessional aspects in this collection. There's a lot of sort of self-reckoning going on, which I think poetry should really do in a lot of ways. So maybe that has something to do with what Peter had to say. And it was an honor to have him write a blurb. I was very excited when he said yes. So
let's go ahead and hear one of the poems from this new collection, Rough Fire. Tell us about what we're about to hear.
Well, this poem is called The Carbon Footprint of a Rattlesnake, and it's taken from memories I have. It's actually sort of a collage of a variety of memories I have spending time with my family at Pine Flat Lake. I come from a divided family, so a lot of these poems have to do with addressing that division, but also rely heavily on the landscape as metaphor for emotional tumult. So this is called The Carbon Footprint of a Rattlesnake. My mother, stepbrother, stepfather raised tents at the low camp by the slow lapping wakes of Pine Flat Lake. Anchor holds the small aluminum boat close, its shell thumping quiet against the mud. Speedboat engines echo the coves. We do not see them. I'm thinking about the creek at Mineral King, where orange salamanders once leapt across my six-year-old fingers. I sit, sweating on the shore. My little brother wades out. Water soaks his diaper. His little hands slap the silt clouds. The dim mountains shudder at the jolt of a gunshot. We look back. My stepfather holds the headless rattler. Its thick body tightens in a death curl. The fire is stoked, and though the coals are not yet red and the sun has not set, the long body is skinned, gutted, and splayed out. The tips of the ribs blacken. Neck opens wide its mouth, light pink, almost white, charcoal-kissed, darkening. Moisture rises to the surface of each muscle's thread. Cold blood, hot now. The day rolls over. Poisons, tiny needle bones, pull from the small body. There is something about the smell of burnt meat, black pepper, gasoline in lake water.
Fresno poet Ronald Zarigian reading from his new collection of poems coming out later this year. It's called Rough Fire. I have to ask the title of this collection, a reference perhaps to the wildfire that took place just a few miles from Pine Flat Lake. Is that where up with that?
My mother and my aunt live up near Kings Canyon Sequoia National Forest, and so my family and I spend a lot of time up there. And when the fire happened, and we'd heard the name on the radio, I think on Valley Public Radio, I couldn't resist stealing that for this book. It says so much in what fire does to the environment and the transformation that occurs through fire. And it was too delicious for me to resist.
Tell us a little about your creative process. How do you go about writing a poem like the one we just heard? Is it a process where it is iterative and you go through a lot of different versions, or is it like Athena, the springing forth from the head of Zeus, fully formed?
Well, what happens is I write sort of free form prose. I try to put myself in a zone, or I look at something, observe something, or recall a memory. But I write all of my poems in prose first, and then I lineate from there. I count out syllables obsessively and really enjoy cutting up the lines and moving things around. The process is work. And there, I wouldn't say that these poems or any poems that I write originate with a sense of inspiration or from the gods. But it is the process of boiling it down to the core energy or feeling that I want to accomplish. It's a tedious and deeply enjoyable process.
So from that, tell me about making the transition to actually getting these poems published. This book, Rough Fire, is being released July 20th. It's available for pre-sale now. There's a lot of people who are poets, far fewer who are published poets. What was that process like? Was it something you always dreamed about?
In a way, yeah. I mean, once we begin writing poetry seriously, or writing anything for that matter seriously, we have to understand that this is we're then joining this larger conversation, and in a way we have to. So I developed throughout my time in the MFA program, and much more substantially since, a process of submission process, and this book went through about 60 rejections before Finishing Line Press picked it up. And part of the dedication that we should have as writers to the craft is the insistence that we communicate with others. So I feel a large part of my process includes sending the work out there and finding homes for these poems, so that I can speak to others. So yeah, it went through a lot of rejections, and that's, if I were to give any advice to any writers out there, that would be it. Be prepared for that and learn from that, and don't let it stop you, and let it fuel your attack in some ways.
How do you prepare for that? Is that something they teach you in MFA school, or is that something you just learn by picking yourself up when you get that rejection letter or email?
Yeah, it's discussed. It's certainly discussed in the MFA program. In any creative writing program, it's discussed, and it should be. It can be daunting. It can be disappointing. But the trick is, we need to look at those rejection letters and treasure them as indicators as to what we might change, what we might continue to do, who we will submit to next. Are we clear in what we're writing? So it should be utilized as a learning tool, and the disappointment then kind of becomes that process of being disappointed, in that process of trying again and revisiting your work after each rejection is sort of becomes a sort of addicting, delicious part of the process.
Before we go, let's hear one more poem from
Sure.
this new collection, Rough Fire, available on Finishing Line Press starting July 20th. It's by Fresno poet Ronald Zarigian. Ronald, tell us about this poem.
This poem was written after a visit to Kearney Park, the Kearney Mansion. My wife and our daughters took the time one summer day to go to the mansion, and I spent a lot of time after that experience. I'd been there before, and anybody who lives in the valley really should visit this place. It's an interesting, odd place, but I was thinking about what it must have been like to have been involved in the agricultural development of the valley. And then the poem became something different in a lot of ways. So this is called Contemplating the First and Last Crops of M. Theo Kearney. Listen to desert sounds give, till for grape. The morning basin hums as a drip traps a fragment of sun and converts it. A stir of dirt, silk fine, may destroy a mass of ants soundlessly. What water level is needed to fill porous stone to give at shovel entry? The swift stab of fence, barb unraveled, wires trace frog call across stale shoal, rest on a forehead at night, tear the shirt, help drive the single flue harpoon into the body, deliver the stake to sprouted seed. Listen, Kearney, to raindrops hitting ground. Tie them down, and they vanish instantly. A farmer's song, the gin drum upon the tired heart, his hat off, a biscuit's quiet steam, spoon to mouth, dust blown from nostril, the old American four-note purr before the first sown crop dream.
Fresno poet Ronald Zarigian reading from his new collection, Rough Fire, poems that are being published by Finishing Line Press, coming out July 20th. Ronald, if people want to pre-order that book or learn more, what can they do? How can they get in touch with you and find the book?
Well, you can go to finishinglinepress.com, and there is a little section in the menu bar there for pre-order titles. Or you can just click on the search engine in their website and type in my last name, Zarigian, which is spelled D-Z-E-R-I-G-I-A-N. And my book will pop up. It's available for pre-order right now for a limited time. And this helps determine the full production, the full number of books that will be produced. And there will be, when the book comes out, there will be some readings surrounding the release. But in the meantime, it is available to reserve a copy because the run will be limited to a certain extent.
Again, Fresno poet Ronald Zarigian. The new collection is called Rough Fire. It's being published by Finishing Line Press. And Ronald was so kind as to join us today and read some poems. Ronald, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. I really appreciate it.